This is Twit.
Just this morning, let me check my sources here. Yes, January 21st, 2021 at 3 a.m. Pacific time, Mark Gurman published a story in Bloomberg detailing what he believes, what sources close to the situation believe to be Apple's first dip into virtual reality and maybe a tiny bit of augmented reality. And who better to come on the show and talk to us about potential future maybe kind of plans from Apple and all things Apple in general. I am excited to say that Renee Ritchie is joining us today. Hello, Renee.
Hello, Micah. It's always great to talk to you.
And it's always great to talk to you and see your beautiful setup there. I just, the lights, it's just all so good. You look
so
great,
jealous.
Pal.
I've set envy.
So let us begin. Apple, and I think that this is actually where we should start, because I remember you and I both used to work together at a little company called iMore. And while I was there, and I believe you were still there. Yeah, you were still there. I would occasionally listen to the financial earnings reports. And while listening, I would turn them into a transcript so that people could go back and look at them later. And, you know, for accessibility reasons as well. And while overall not a super fun thing to do, what was fun was seeing some of the trends that came out of that. And there were two things that you would routinely hear the leaders of Apple kind of talk about. And one was services, which we've seen quite a bit of new services. And the other was Tim Cook hinting at the future of AR. And so what I'd love for you to do, Renee, is can you tell our listeners kind of as we go back looking through things, Apple's kind of history of talking about augmented reality and Tim Cook in particular talking about augmented reality to kind of set the scene before we talk about this VR headset?
Yeah, for sure. Tim Cook will almost always tell you that Apple meaning him, because he's the boss. Apple doesn't talk about or comment on future products or rumors or speculation, except when he, as the boss, chooses to. But I think he's really specific about it, notably in two interrelated areas. One is machine learning, which is equivalent to software. I think he just talks about that because it's like talking about Apple making software in the future. And the other, like you said, is augmented reality. And I think he does that because Apple sees it as being equivalent to talking about display in the future. You know, it's no secret Apple has a lot of devices with displays, like iPhones and Macs and iPads and all of this. And they seem to believe that machine learning will be just an integral part of software and augmented reality be an integral part of hardware going forward. So they want to sort of be in that conversation. They want investors to know they're on it, and they can do it in a way that is completely nonspecific about eventual shipping products.
That makes sense. So this is kind of saying, hey, we know that this is where things are going, and we're letting you know that we know, and wink, wink, we're on it.
All the mind screens.
Exactly. So then let's talk about the specifics here, because I think another building block that we need to talk about is Apple's AR kit. Can you explain what AR kit is to listeners? And if you have that bit of trivia, when Apple launched it and how it has improved that technology over time?
Sure. So I'm not sure when the first release version came out. It went into beta at WWDC around the same time Pokemon Go, you know, became a thing. And we started seeing layered information. Google's been very big on this too. So the difference between AR and VR is VR replaces reality around you. It wraps your eyes in a screen and immerses you in a whole new world and environment, where AR, augmented reality, seeks to layer information on top of the existing world. It's transparent. It's see-through. So it could be a little Pikachu running around, or it could be directions on a map or notification bubbles, text messages, all those things. And what ARKit did was start to bridge the gap between developers and that hardware. Apple has this real interesting way of introducing technologies to developers that seem par for the course, and then revealing that they're linchpins into upcoming hardware. And it's not always a master plan. It's just sometimes they need something and they go, oh, we have that already. But I think in this case, they very specifically wanted to work towards a world that where we have wearable augmented reality, but they knew they had to do so much testing. The only way to do that was on existing devices. So ARKit started off as a way to put very simple, very crude layers on top of reality. There was some vertical and some horizontal mapping and some lighting, and it's quickly evolved. They've been evolving it aggressively year over year. They added diagonal and they added real tight surface tracking and all sorts of shadow tracing. And now they've got these point clouds where you can mix them with Apple Maps and have like Gundam appear on the Twit Studios and engage in a robot battle if you want to, right in front of your eyes. And I think that's the part where it gets really interesting.
Absolutely. Now you've got all these devices out there that support augmented reality in some way. It's not only a way for Apple to kind of test this technology and test it with developers and see what developers can create, but it's also a way to kind of push forward, I think, the idea of augmented reality into folks' everyday lives and better understand what it is and kind of get the basis of it before it carries on. But when we look at these sort of, be it augmented reality or virtual reality, I think, you know, XR is the term, fill in the blank there. There is still kind of a niche feeling to all of it. And, you know, I certainly have a VR headset and have used it and have enjoyed it. And our mutual friend Georgia Dow is huge into VR, loves VR. Yeah. But it still kind of feels like it's on the outside of things. And so let's then get into this report from Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, because it appears that Apple, according to sources, is working on a VR headset. And so I'm curious, you know, the narrative here that Gurman has put forward is that this is the first step that will then eventually lead to AR. So, I mean, I guess I've got some more questions about that specifically, but could you kind of give us some details about what this VR headset is? This is alleged VR headset and kind of what Gurman says are Apple's plans here.
Yeah, and I mean, this doesn't sound too dissimilar to what they did with the original iPhone when they had the Purple Experience project. And that is, you know, they always wanted what we have today as an iPhone, but they weren't sure how long it would take to bring to market. So they hedged their bets with an iPod phone that had a click wheel as sort of a rotary dialer, thinking that they might have to ship that first. And, you know, they didn't. I think luckily for all of us, they didn't. But this sounds like the AR glasses, the augmented reality glasses that Apple really wants, that they think is the future of wearables, are still many years away. And so the VR headset, it might end up being an entertainment product on its own, absolutely. But that is a more near future product that could also help them solve some of the problems. Because releasing any of these products, as we've seen from a lot of the people from Magic Leap to Oculus, to HTC Vive, all of these different companies, as PlayStation VR, there's a lot of technological hurdles still to overcome. And it might simply be that Apple thinks they need an actual head-mounted product in the market, even if it's niche, even if it's expensive, to start overcoming those problems.
So the classic narrative around Apple is that Apple is a sort of no, you go first kind of company, and that other companies iterate out in the open, and then Apple kind of watches and improves upon and steps out with the more perfected, more figured out version of that technology. But this would kind of speak to not that. And so do we need to get past that narrative that Apple is kind of a, okay, you all go and we'll see how this works? Or is Apple more open to, you know, being that you watch Apple so closely, is Apple more open to kind of iterating in public and experimenting with technology in public? Or maybe was that narrative inaccurate in the first place?
No, I think it's, I mean, obviously in the early days with like the first Apple I and Apple II, they were early to market, even with the Mac and GUIs. But with the, there was a decade of smartphones before the iPhone and a decade of tablet PCs before the iPad. The Apple Watch didn't quite have that much time. There was the Pebble and the Fitbit, but there wasn't a decade of smartwatches. So I think it really depends on when Apple decides to get into the market. To your point, they typically prefer to look at how existing products are used, and most notably, what problems consumers have with them, what sort of rough edges that they feel Apple is ideally positioned to offer a superior experience. That's usually the Tim Cook doctrine. Apple can enter a market where they can provide a highly differentiated experience that they believe provides significant value. That's typically why they enter so few markets. But in this case, the level of complexity might just be so high that even though there has been all those products, Magic Leap and Oculus and Google Glass and Microsoft, you know, all of these products in the market already, we're still not that much closer to a mainstream consumer solution. And so they might feel like a little bit of impetus to enter the market earlier than they might otherwise like to.
I have the Quest. I have the Quest 2. I love the experience. But like you said earlier, Micah, you know, VR still feels like it's on the outside looking in. Hasn't quite reached that point. And I could totally see Apple making that happen. What I get confused about when I think of Apple getting into VR, like I would have been less surprised if I saw that like this was all about AR, because that makes more sense to me. But Apple getting into VR is confusing to me because I don't see Apple as like a gaming company. Mm-hmm. Like I guess there's Apple Arcade. And then I guess when you take media content, like streaming content, you have Apple Plus now. So Apple has kind of expanded into these other entertainment type categories. But do you think this is about gaming or is this about something bigger than that?
So Mark suggests it's sort of like on three pillars. You have gaming, you have entertainment, you have communication. And to your point, I have the Oculus too. I stopped using it because of Facebook's recent policy changes where, mm-hmm, like with so many of their services, they said, we will never conflate Facebook IDs with the product that you bought before Facebook was involved with it. But I think that's also an area where Apple could differentiate and say, yes, we have this product, but our version is completely privacy-centric. We are not using it as a low-key creep way to map your house while you're playing fun and games. And I think that for a certain segment of customers will be valuable. But yeah, absolutely, Apple has stuck with casual gaming. I don't want to call it low effort, but it's definitely high ROI. It's like Candy Crush, all the things. And so I'm not worried that there'll be Candy Crush on this day one, but they haven't shown much affinity or not much. There are a ton of high-end hardcore gamers at every level of Apple, including the top, but they haven't seen value in pursuing that market. There are rumors they want to get into it, especially with the next generation Apple TV, to the extent that they might even buy some studios the way they've been buying content for TV Plus and the way Microsoft and Sony and everyone has been buying studios. But I don't have confidence in Apple doing that yet. They would have to very, very much prove that they're good at it before I'd really write them in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good question, Jason, because absolutely. You know, I kind of heard your hesitancy there as you started to think about Apple Arcade, but I wanted to, you know, sort of back that up and say, even as someone who pays attention to Apple on the reg, I've never seen it as a gaming company. Yes, it does seem, you know, Apple purchased a business that acquired a business that did concerts, I think it was. Yep. And so you could go to these concerts in VR. And I have to think about, because I've cited you before, Renee, on this point where people were talking about Apple's potential to do AirTags, which are these little tracking devices that help you find lost things, is kind of the idea. So you stick them to your keys like Tile or Tracker. And you pointed out that, you know, a lot of times Apple may have a product, but feels like the market isn't ripe for that product. And so it is not going to release it until it makes sense for that product to be released. And so then we look at this product and with folks at home, and more so than ever, and with the call for a non-Facebook virtual reality device, there are these little hints and tidbits that do point to this potentially being something successful. But I guess the final question that I have for you is, do you feel that Apple is releasing or is working on this as a product all its own, you know, virtual reality, going forth with that and, you know, really putting its efforts into that? Or is this just a stair step between what we have now and its eventual plans for augmented reality? And if it is a stair step, is that a problem? Do we think that the, you know, the virtual reality part of this might not be as good or might not be as compelling because the idea is to get to AR in the end?
I think if this ends up being a shipping product, it would very much be the Apple TV to the augmented reality iPhone, where it would be more of a niche, more of a location-based experience, and not something quite as ubiquitous. But also, like, I keep reminding myself when you hear about Apple special project groups like this project and like the Apple Car, that if we had Mark Gurman's back in 2005, we'd be hearing Steve Jobs livid at wife's friend from Microsoft, braggadocious tablet dreams, vows Apple will make a tablet. Tablet project scrapped. Apple now making iPod dialer phone. Yeah, iPod dialer phone fails. Apple releasing iPhone. Like, it would be so much drama that we just never saw. So I think every project is like this. We just hear about it more now.